This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA released its weekly U.S. export sales report on Thursday. We'll have more right after this.
In farming, you can usually trust your gut, but with crop insurance, it's best to trust the data. Because purchasing the same coverage year over year might seem good enough, but it won't maximize your revenue opportunities. Farm Credit Services of America uses Optimum, an exclusive tool that sorts through hundreds of coverage options to find your best fit. Work with specialists and tools dedicated to crop insurance. Call 800-884-FARM or visit fcsamerica.com/optimum. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Much like the gloomy weather yesterday, this week's export sales were mostly harmless and uneventful. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride gave a breakdown of the latest export numbers.
Kind of a ho-hum report. We had the corn come in the middle of the middle to lower portion of the range at 992,000 tons. Nothing really extravagant there. The low end of things was 725. The high end was 1.45 million. On the beans, it came in under the range of estimates. We were looking for 700 to 1.2, ended up at 561,000 tons. And we did see China come in and be a buyer of U.S. beans, but a lot of that was switched from unknown destinations. So it was already something that was already in baked into the bread at this point, but we just hadn't assigned it to anybody yet.
Not much has changed as far as export goals are concerned, as this is usually a time where export sales tend to fall into a lull.
Not much has changed on that. On the corn side of things, we're doing okay. This is a bit of a disappointment for this week, but you know, if sales were to run about 10% above the average through the end of August, we'd be over the USDA's goal by about 86 million tons. If they run 10% under, we'd probably miss by about 69-70 million tons, or bushels, that is. I'm sorry, but as of right now, we are still looking at the USDA being a little bit light by 50 million bushels.
For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.